I want you to think back to the last really complex assessment you either took, or if you're an educator, the last one you had to create. I mean, the kind that has to be perfectly fair, cover weeks of material, and balance the easy questions with the really tough analytical ones.
Right. And you can't have any ambiguities, any errors. That process, it's not just time consuming, it's a huge mental load.
It really is. The sheer manual labor that goes into just one reliable, scalable exam, it can eat up hours,
Oh,
days.
entire weekends. It's probably the highest leverage administrative chore there is, and it pulls professors and trainers away from what they actually want to be doing.
Which is mentoring students, refining the curriculum.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's unpack this. Our mission for this deep dive is to get into AI exam generators. We're looking at how this technology is, well, fundamentally transforming how assessments get designed.
Moving it from that tedious chore you mentioned into something that's smart, fast, and, remarkably effortless.
And we're analyzing the source material you provided on the mechanics behind this, the pedagogy, all of it.
Well, the core idea is pretty straightforward, but the application is. It's revolutionary. These generators use AI, specifically machine learning techniques like natural language processing, to take raw content,
Just any content.
any raw content, and it automatically crafts these diverse, high-quality question sets. We're
Yep.
talking everything from a simple multiple-choice question to complex subjective prompts that are aligned with deep cognitive goals.
So the core promise here is a genuine revolution in test making, creating reliable and accurate questions, but at scale.
And the goal isn't just efficiency. It's about fundamentally shifting the focus of education itself, towards critical thinking, towards higher value engagement by just removing that assessment bottleneck.
Okay, so here's where the power of this tool really starts to come into focus for me. The versatility of the input. We aren't talking about a tool where you have to like meticulously format your notes first.
No, not at all. It accepts content in just about any form you can imagine. That flexibility is really key to why it's so useful.
So you can just paste in plain text, I assume, your standard lecture notes.
You can. But the sources show the real power is in the file management. You can upload almost any common format you can think of: PDFs, Word documents, text files, even full presentation decks.
I saw that the multimedia capabilities were particularly interesting. It's not just processing written documents.
Exactly. You could feed in an audio file, say a recording of a recent remote seminar, or video files. And what's even more impressive, you could just give it a URL, a link to some online content, or specifically a YouTube link to a recorded lecture or a technical demo.
Okay, hold on. So if I'm teaching a course on, say, ancient Rome, and I want to assess my students on a newly discovered primary source, and also a 30-minute documentary about it, I can feed both the PDF transcript and the YouTube link into the same generator at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely can. And that ability to process radically different content types with, as you said, equal ease, that's all powered by what's happening under the hood: advanced natural language processing. What's really fascinating here is that the system is built to interpret the content intelligently. It's not just looking for keywords and rearranging them into a question.
We hear NLP thrown around all the time in AI discussions. So, can you break that down for us? What's the actual mechanism that lets it interpret a video, a complex PDF, and a Word doc, and understand the context across all three?
It boils down to three critical sequential functions. The first one is parsing and contextual understanding. The AI reads or transcribes the content, breaks it down, and understands the structure.
So it's identifying what, a heading versus a caption versus a main argument?
Precisely, it's building a data hierarchy. And once it has that, it moves to step two.
Okay, what's step two?
That's key concept and a relationship extraction. And this is where it moves way beyond just keywords. It identifies not just facts, but the relationships between those
So it's
values.
mapping the logic.
Yes. For example, if you upload a big article on macroeconomics, it won't just see the word inflation. It registers inflation caused by supply chain disruption leads to increased interest rates.
Can you give us a quick example? If I upload a dense scientific paper on, say, the Krebs cycle, how does the AI know the difference between a key concept like ATP generation and some footnote about a lab technique?
It's all about semantic depth and structural cues. The AI is trained to weigh the significance of different elements. If a concept like ATP shows up repeatedly, maybe in bold, maybe in the executive summary, the NLP flags it as a core concept.
Got it.
But if a detail is buried deep in the methodology section or cited in parentheses, it gets a lower weight. So it's less likely to become a core concept question. but it might be perfect for detailed recall questions.
That's a crucial distinction. So it's analyzing meaning to create questions, not just shuffling sentences.
Exactly. And that brings us to the final step, which is identifying question-worthy elements. Once it understands all the concepts and the relationships, it starts simulating questions that would logically prove mastery of those ideas.
So it's looking for gaps, contradictions, or opportunities for analysis.
That's it. And the speed of this, going from raw, messy content to an organized, exam-ready set, that's what really transforms an educator's workflow.
Okay, so speed and input flexibility are huge. But, you know, that means nothing if the questions aren't actually high quality and pedagogically sound.
Right.
This is where it has to align with modern teaching, right?
Yeah, it has to. So let's talk about the output. When you click generate questions, what kind of depth are we talking about?
Yeah, is the tool capable of generating questions that actually measure advanced learning? Or is it just glorified flashcards?
No, it absolutely measures advanced learning. The system gives you this diverse set that moves way beyond simple recall. You get your standard formats instantly, multiple choice, true, false, fill in the blanks.
The classics.
Right. But you also get open-ended formats, short answer prompts and complex descriptive or long answer questions. And crucially, they're all mapped to cognitive depth.
And when you say cognitive depth, you're talking about Bloom's taxonomy. For anyone listening who might not have a formal background in educational theory, can you explain why including Bloom's taxonomy is just a non-negotiable feature for a high-quality assessment tool?
Sure. I mean, it's the difference between asking a student what they remember and asking them what they can do with that information. Bloom's taxonomy defines different levels of learning. At the bottom, you have remembering and understanding.
So the classic, what is X, or define Y.
Exactly. But the AI is designed to climb that ladder to higher order thinking, applying, analyzing, evaluating.
So a lower level question might be, list the three main steps of this process.
Right. Whereas a higher level question from the same source material might be something like, given this new scenario, analyze which step of the process would fail first and justify your prediction.
That completely changes the stakes of the assessment.
It does. It ensures the evaluation isn't just surface-level fact-checking. It's a true measure of critical thinking and problem-solving skills.
And educators can control that depth.
Completely. The questions aren't just randomly mixed together. They follow a logical sequence.
Yeah.
Plus, you can customize everything through difficulty selection. Easy, medium, or hard. This lets you match the assessment to where your learners are.
So if I'm preparing a midterm, I might select, say, 50% medium difficulty for the core concepts and 50% hard to really test their analytical skills.
That's precisely how the tailoring works. The tool handles the heavy lifting of cognitive alignment, freeing you up to focus purely on the learning outcome you're aiming for. It's that integration of pedagogical frameworks that elevates these tools beyond, you know, a simple text summarizer.
Okay, so we've established the speed and the quality, but is there a risk of the AI getting, well, too repetitive? If I upload 10 similar research papers over a semester, is it just going to ask the same 5 questions but slightly rephrased?
That's an excellent and a necessary critical question.
Which brings us to what you call the hybrid advantage. Automation meets human control.
It does. Because the sources are clear. This is a drafting tool, not a press a button and you're done tool. While the AI is trained to vary its approach, of course, redundancy is a risk with any large data set, especially when the concepts overlap.
So the hybrid model is essential.
It's essential. It maximizes the speed without sacrificing quality control. The tool gives you the full draft instantly, you know, complete with answer keys, correct options, all of it.
But the educator still has full creative control.
Sole control. You can manually fine-tune every single aspect. You spot that repetitive question, delete it. You want to rewrite an answer option for better clarity, go for it. You can reorder questions, manually adjust the AI's difficulty level.
So the time saved is in the creation of that first draft. You're trading, what, 40 hours of drafting for maybe 20 minutes of intelligent editing?
Exactly. And that reduction from a full weekend down to 15 or 20 minutes, that's an immediate measurable return on investment for an educator's time.
So if we connect this to the bigger picture, what's the biggest benefit you see here that isn't just about saving time?
I think the profound shift is toward those high-value activities we mentioned. With the administrative part handled, educators are freed up for real instructional improvement.
One-on-one student mentorship.
Personalized feedback right after a test, rigorous curriculum planning. Instead of staying up late building exams, they're engaging in activities that directly boost student success and improve the institution as a whole.
And once that perfect institutionally aligned assessment is finalized, deployment is just as flexible.
It has to be, right? The final paper can be instantly previewed, then exported in whatever format you need.
So PDF, Word, Excel.
Yep, with or without the answer keys.
Mm.
Or you can create a shareable digital assessment or just run the test directly on the platform itself.
Which makes it perfect for basically any scenario. Physical exams in a classroom, complex online tests in an LMS, or quick quizzes for remote learning. Total flexibility.
And building on that flexibility, these tools allow for true personalization of the assessment itself. We're finally moving past the one-size-fits-all approach.
How far can that personalization really go? Can a professor create slightly different assessments for different groups of students based on their specific needs?
Oh, absolutely. The educator can modify questions, change the difficulty levels, personalize the answer options, basically draft a whole variety of assessment tools.
And more specifically.
They can add new contextual scenarios that weren't even in the original source material.
Ah, so they can take the core concepts the AI pulled out and then insert their own unique case study or challenge problem, something that aligns perfectly with their own institutional goals.
That's it. You maintain complete control over the design. And this capability for rapid, customized creation is why this technology is so relevant on a global scale. It's not just about streamlining things for well-resourced universities.
The source points to a powerful future application globally, right? Especially in regions looking to accelerate educational access and close learning gaps.
That's where the scalability really shines. I mean, look at the specific fact about mobile internet adoption in sub-Saharan Africa. In 2023, the adoption rate was around 46%.
Okay.
That number is projected to jump to over 70% by 2030.
That surge in connectivity creates a massive opportunity.
A huge one. And with that digital foundation, AI exam generators offer universities and training institutions in that region a crucial tool. They can accelerate learning and quickly understand their own regional needs by rapidly developing contextually tailored assessments.
So it overcomes previous resource and time limitations. It's a real equalizer.
It really is.
So what does this all mean for you, the learner, and the educator?
I think the summary is clear.
Yeah.
These AI assessment tools are genuine game changers in digital assessment. By using sophisticated NLP and applying core frameworks like Bloom's taxonomy, they ensure every assessment is distinct, efficient, and accurately reflects a student's skills.
You're converting massive hours of drudgery into focused, high-value academic work. We've seen how AI takes this huge variety of sources, from a dry PDF to a dynamic YouTube video uses that sophisticated NLP to pull out the meaning, applies these fundamental pedagogical frameworks, and then delivers a complete customizable assessment in just minutes.
But the most valuable resource being conserved here is human attention. It allows educators to shift their focus from assessment creation to personalized feedback and mentorship. And that raises an important final question for you, the listener.
Go ahead.
If AI successfully handles the repetitive, time-consuming mechanics of creating a test, what specific human element of mentorship, that nuanced, personalized one-on-one guidance, becomes the single most indispensable activity an educator must master to truly ensure student success?